We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pichas Elio. We are in Shkolim Perikhes, Mishnah Dalet. A reminder of the levels of Tumah will help us understand the Mishnah. We know that the mace, a dead body, a corpse, is an Avi Avos HaTumah, is the grandfather of Tumah, the highest level of Tumah, and anyone who becomes Tameh from a mace, let's say touching the mace, carrying the mace, in the Ohel HaMace, becomes an Av HaTumah. Whether that be a person or a Kli, it's an Av HaTumah. Now, there are other things that start out as an Av HaTumah. A dead Sheretz, a Nevela, a Zav, or a Mitzora. Those are Ovos HaTumah. Anyone who touches an Av HaTumah becomes a Rishon L'tumah. That's also called a Vlad HaTumah. And that also could be Mitame, a person or a Kli. But once there's a Vlad HaTumah, once there's a Rishon L'tumah, that can only be Mitame, Ochlin, and Mashkim. So what can become a Sheni L'tumah? Only food and drink. A person and a Kli cannot become a Sheni L'tumah. Let's say that we now have something touches that food, that's a Rishon L'tumah, becomes a Sheni L'tumah. And a Sheni can only be Mitame, Truma, or Kachim to become a Shlishi. And a shlishi truma, that's a shlishi l'tumah, can be metame, a kachim, karbanos, to become a revi l'tumah. So those are the different levels. However, the Chachamim made a gzera that liquids that become tame, even from a rishon l'tumah. So here I have a liquid that touched a rishon l'tumah, and that liquid should now be a sheni l'tumah. Nonetheless, they made a gzera that we should treat that sheni l'tumah liquid as if it's an av hatumah, and it can be metame, even adam v'kelim, even people and vessels. Why did they do that? It was a gzera because of the liquids of a zav and a zava. Let's say the urine, let's say the saliva of a zav and a zava are as tame as the zav and the zava themselves. So they also, those liquids, let's say the saliva, we mentioned the saliva in the past, those are also an av hatuma. So if saliva liquid touches food and drink, it makes it of a zav and a zava, officially it makes it a rishon l'tumah, because it came from an av, because it's an av hatuma. So therefore we made a gzera, all liquids, even a sheni l'tumah liquid that became tame from a vlad hatuma, from a rishon, is going to be treated like a rishon, is going to be treated like an av hatumah, and therefore it can make foods into a rishon l'tumah. That's what it means. So they made a gzera on mashkim that became tame even from a vlad hatumah, that they can be tame adam v'kelim. Adam v'kelim, that means that we're treating that liquid as if it is an av hatumah. That's one introduction. Number two is we're going to speak about the paroches. The Gemara Nu on Daf Nudalid says there were 13 parochos in the second Beis HaMikdash. We went through this a little bit in the past. We have, there were 7 parochos, 7 of these curtains for the 7 sha'arim, the 7 gates of the Azara. One on the opening of, for the opening of the Heichal. One which on the opening of the Ulam, which was outside the Heichal. And then 2 for the Devir, 2 for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 2 that were used between, and the Kohen Gadol would walk through them, that were at the opening of the Heichal into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then 2 above those in the Aliyah in their upper story. A question whether this Mishnah is speaking specifically about the paroches of the Ulam or any paroches for that matter, any one of the 13. So the Mishnah here says like this: paroches and it makes vlad hatoma, the paroches that became tamay from a vlad hatoma. What happened? You have liquid that touched a sheretz. So now if the liquid touched a sheretz, so now the liquid is a vlad hatumah, is a rishon l'tumah, and now the paroches touches that liquid. So now that where the paroches is tamei only midrabanan min haTorah, a kli is only mekabel tumah from an ava tumah. But the chachamim, as we said, made a gzera that all liquids can be mitamei kelim, even a liquid that became tamei from a rishon l'tumah. So here we have a liquid became tamei from an ava tumah. So certainly this is going to be mitamei the paroches midrabanan. So paroches, which is a kli, which became tamei from a liquid that was a vlad hatumah, that was a rishon l'tumah, and now we're telling me the paroches is tamei midrabanan, because a kli should not become tamei from a rishon l'tumah. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, madbilin osa bifnim umachnisin osa miyad. It means that we're allowed to put it, the paroches has to be, you have to purify it, has to go into the mikvah. So we're we're allowed to do that, however, in the mikveh and the azara, and we don't have to take it out of the azara. Typically, we would take something that's tameh, a high level of tameh, out of the azara. But since it's only became tameh from a vlad ha-tumah, and it's tumah midivrei sofer midirabbanan, therefore we have the leniency of putting it in the mikveh in the azara itself. Umachnisin osa miyadim, which means after the tvila, we can bring it right back to its place, hang it up, and the tumah, since it's only midirabbanan, we don't need harev shemesh. Typically, we would say, well, if it's tumah doraisa, it's not enough that it went to the mikveh. You have to wait now till the sun sets. We do not have to do that because the parochas became tameh from a vlad ha-tumah. The es shenit beis ba'ava tumah, but let's say parochas that became tameh from an ava tumah. It touched the sheretz directly or an avela directly, and now it's a rishon le-tumah, which is a dinda oraisa. So then matpilin osa bachut. You have to take it out of the azor, tumah min ha-torah. You're not allowed to leave it in a mikdash. You have to take it out right away, as we see at the end of Maseches Erevin. Vishotchin osa bachel. Not only that, we spread it out between in the chel. The chel is the area between the soreg, which was the wall, the 10 tefachim high wall that would not allow non-Jews to go past there. If you tamei mace, you cannot pass there. Today, when people go up to Har HaBayis, there's an assumption that they're not going past the soreg. So even though they are metahir themselves from tumas keri, other types of tum that we can be metahir ourselves, tumas mace, we don't have a paraduma. So there's an understanding that wherever the measurements are, they're not walking past where that soreg was. That soreg was a mechitza which stood between that there was a soreg, and then there was the choma of the azar itself, the ezras nashim itself. So the chel was the small area between the soreg and the azara itself, the azara which began with the Ezras Nashim, and they would spread out. So here is where we have a paroches that became tummy from an ava tumah. So it's a tumah doraisa. So number one, it goes into the mikveh outside, and number two, you can't bring it back in until harev shemesh. So they would spread it out in the chel because the chel is the area right outside the azara itself. The im haisa chadasha, says the Mishnah. Let's say the paroches was new. They would spread it out on the itzdava, which the achsaja, the area where they had many poles on Har HaBayis, and you could see it. You could see that roof from very far away, that platform area. What for? If it was new, so people could see how beautiful. If you put it on the itzdava, this portico, people could see how beautiful the malacha was in creating this parochas. So that was something, this way at least people could see it, and we wouldn't just leave it in the chel where no one would be able to see it. But that's only if it was a chadasha. That's when we spread it out for everyone to see. Perek Ches Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rishim Rabbi Shimon ben Hasigan. Paroches of you. Now we discuss the paroches specifically. Of your tefach, the curtain was one hand breadth, one tefach thick. Val shivim ushnayim nimin ne'ereges. And it was woven upon 72 threads, val kol nima v'nima esrim v'arba chutim. And each thread was composed of 24 little threads. So what it means, different explanations for what this means, but we assume that here we have, well, the Chumash speaks about this. We had very small threads. He made thread out of Tcheles, Argaman, Tolash, Shani, and Sheish, which was Tcheles, which is blue wool, Argaman is purple wool, Tolash, Shani is wool that's dyed red, and Sheish is linen. And you have six of these very small threads, and six filaments of each of these materials were then twisted into threads, and then four of the different kinds of threads were then twisted together to have one thick thread of 24 different threads together, 24 filaments together. So each thick thread was made of four of these six filament threads, and one of each of the three colors of wool, and one of them being linen. So that's how we have the number that the Mishnah makes over here. And then the Mishnah tells me its length. We're discussing the parochas. So its thickness was a tefach, and we said it was woven upon 72 threads, where each of the thread was composed of the 24 filaments. So that we explain how we got 24 of those. And then, Orka Arbaim Amma, its length was 40 Amma, Virachbaya, and its width was Esrim Amma. That corresponds to the height and the width of the Mikdash itself. So that makes perfect sense. Umishmonim Ushte Ribo Naases. This was made of 82 times 10,000. Different ways to understand this. What does it mean? So one possibility is that the Bartuner quotes, it had 820,000 threads. That's one possibility. Number two, it was 800. What was the cost of it? 820,000 dinars. A dinar is a quarter of a sela. And then the other possibility is that the word is not rebo, which means 10,000, but revos. Well, reva is a young woman, is a girl. So 82 young women or girls were involved in making the paroches. So that's a third possibility, what the Mishnah means when it says umishmonim ushtei rebo naases. Then the Mishnah concludes, ushtayim osim b'chol shana. They would make these two new curtains every year, and the two curtains separating specifically the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, those were changed every year. Ushlosh meos kohanim matbilin osa, and there were 300 kohanim who were needed to any curtain that when it was done, but in order, even if you have a kli that's tor, in order to use it for something in the Beis HaMikdash, it needs a special tower, needs to be placed into the mikvah. So this is where they would do that as well, and they would have to put in the mikvah right after they were made, the new ones, and there were 300 kohanim that were necessary in order to place this into the mikvah. And the Baratunura points out that this is a lashon guzma v'havai. This is really an exaggeration. It's hyperbole, and this is not really, don't really need 300. And we have other cases as well where we speak about throughout Shas, where we give the number. Very often, the number 400 is used. So here too, 300. It just means that there were a lot. Lashon guzma havai deloa hayat sarech, says the Bartanura, kol kach kohanim lahat bila.